The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has been tasked with investigating more than 100 suspicious inmate deaths within the Florida Department of Corrections. Last year, the prison agency came under scrutiny for its handling of such probes. Speaking to a panel of lawmakers Monday, Interim FDLE Commissioner Rick Swearingen says the investigations are requiring more manpower and money his department doesn't have.
The way it's being handled now, we respond to every death that's attended and unattended. And as you saw in my presentation, many of those are non-suspicious in nature.
Swearingen says a third of the cases his department has investigated so far are closed, and he indicated he'd like to draft a new agreement that may result in DOC sending over only what prison officials deem suspicious. That bothered Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley.
Whether DOC is properly describing incidences as suspicious or not suspicious, isn't that one of the issues that is in question right now?
That has been an issue in the past, yes, sir.
So why would FDLE's position be that you're depending on the department to tell you whether something's suspicious or not before you become involved?
FDLE is asking the legislature for $8.4 million to hire more than 60 people to handle the prison death investigations and other use of force investigations across the state. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.